me the story.
Well, the little boy's walking to the store to buy something. Mm-hmm. And he sees a table of cookies, and he wants to buy some. Mm-hmm. So he takes a box and says thank you to the man. And suddenly all the boxes fall off. Ew. And then the little boy runs away because the man looks very angry.
Mm-hmm. Good. You bet. Okay.
Okay. The giraffe and the elephant are at a beach party and they're playing with a ball. Suddenly the elephant drops the ball into the pool. So the giraffe goes to get the pool is very deep and the giraffe might drown. Mm-hmm. And the giraffe doesn't drown because he's very long, his neck's very long, and gives the ball to the elephant. And then the giraffe feels very proud of himself, and the elephant thinks he looks cute that way.
Okay.
The giraffe and the elephant are at the pool again because they're having swimming lessons. And the elephant is running into the pool. Suddenly she slips and falls. And then the giraffe sees her crying because she has an owie on her knee. He calls the lifeguard and the lifeguard comes running. He puts a bandage on the elephant and she thinks it's gonna hurt, but it doesn't. And then he puts the elephant onto the bench for her to sit for a while. The lifeguard points to a sign saying no running and she won't do it ever again.
Good. Okay.
The giraffe brought a new toy to the swimming pool and the elephant really likes it. He plays with the airplane, and it has a really cool string at the end. The elephant snatches it away from the giraffe and thinks it's really cool. And she's flying it around, but then it drops into the pool, and its flinger thing breaks.
And what?
And the propeller thing breaks off.
Okay.
And it goes deeper and deeper into the water, and the giraffe is really mad at the elephant, but she makes an innocent face on her face. Giraffe calls the lifeguard, and he comes to the pool and finds the airplane in the pool. The elephant is explaining to the lifeguard what happened, and she feels really sorry. So the lifeguard tries to get the airplane and give it back to the giraffe. The giraffe is crying because it goes deeper, deeper into the water. And the other lifeguard with the net comes and gets the plane. And the giraffe has one more tear, but then it goes and everyone feels happy. The giraffe has no more tears and is smiling. The lifeguard is smiling too and gives the plane back to the giraffe. The giraffe hugs the plane, and the elephant's happy again.
Good.
The kangaroo was building a sandcastle, and then her friend rabbit came along. He put some sand into a big bucket and started to build something. Then the dog realized, then the kangaroo realized that the bunny was making a sandcastle right in front of it, but it spilled all over the castle. The mountain of sand covered half of the castle, and only a little bit was left. The kangaroo started crying, and the bunny made an innocent face on his face. Bunny was going down to the forest for a picnic, and he saw kangaroo there too. They said hi and found a place for their picnic. Kangaroo never really realized how big of an eater Bunny was, and he packed no food, but just junk food. After he was done, he looked like an enormous pig, because his belly was big, and kangaroo was drinking her juice and eating her sandwich. Then Bunny started hiccuping and burping and had a tummy ache, and kangaroo just realized that. She started running to Dr. Bunny, and said, "My friend looks like he's very sick." She pulled Miss Dr. Bunny there, and Dr. Bunny started looking at Bunny. She said, "You have been eating too much sweets, candy, and not enough healthy, nutritious stuff. You should eat your desserts after, but only a little bit of dessert, or else you'll feel very sick." So Dr. Bunny took Bunny home to his mother, and he told her all about the things that he ate and did today. One day, kangaroo was in Joey the kangaroo was in the forest, and Bunny saw her with her balloon tucked onto the wheel of her wagon. He said, "Hey, I really like that. Is there any more around?" Kangaroo said, "I don't know, the balloon man might be somewhere far from here." And Bunny tried to take it off for him, but Kangaroo said, "Hey, that's mine, and I really like it, it's my favorite color." And then Bunny realized that he wasn't alone. He looked very nervous. Suddenly he let go of the balloon. Bunny realized that the balloon was high up in the sky, and no one could catch it because it was going high too fast. Kangaroo looked very mad at Bunny. Then they saw the balloon man with all more of Bunny as of kangaroo's favorite colors, and Bunny's too, purple and blue. bunny asked for a blue balloon. The man said that would be $1, please. Bunny looked in his pockets. But, oh no, that's 5 cents for a balloon. No. But Bunny looked in his pockets, and he only kept his money at home. Then Mr. Bunny said, well, I guess you can't buy a balloon if you don't have 5 cents. Then they saw Dr. Bunny there and said, Miss Bunny, can me and my friend please have 5 cents each? We really want a purple and blue balloon. Bunny pointed it out and lifted up his pockets. Oh, you have no money, said Miss Bunny. I guess I'll have to give you 5 cents each. So she gave the man 5 cents, and they both got, Bunny got a blue balloon, and Kangaroo got a purple one. Thank you, said the man, for the coins. And they both played with their balloons, and Miss Bunny said, make sure you tie it somewhere safe so it doesn't get loose and float away. The end.
Very good story.